CAMSAC. Within the next couple weeks, CAMSAC area residents may be able to begin using the CAMSAC hospital as the facility they had been accustomed to have in the past. A demonstration was held at the hospital on July 14 after it was learned that the provincial government had decided to shut down all acute care beds at the hospital and the emergency room would only operate from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., causing CUPE, Canadian Union of Public Employees, to say that our healthcare system is fraying. Demonstrators had voiced their concerns and carried placards saying, "Don't shut us down. Help, CAMSAC people and Indigenous people matter, and our healthcare matters. Keep our hospital." Speaking at the demonstration were Everett Hindley, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions and of Rural and Remote Health, and Terry Dennis, Kenora Pelly MLA, who pledged they would be working hard to get the beds reopened. It was later learned that by September 19, emergency services were being provided from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, while X-ray services were provided by appointment only. Asked last week if she had received any additional information regarding the status of the hospital, CAMSAC Mayor Nancy Brunt said that all she knew was that, "We are getting 4, ALC, alternate level of care beds and 1 palliative bed on November 6. The Shaw, Saskatchewan Health Authority, is planning to open 4 alternate level of care, ALC, and 1 palliative care beds in the next month, contingent upon staffing levels and outbreak management in order to maintain safe and sustainable operation of those beds," said a release from a Shaw spokesperson. "Our goal remains to restore and stabilize services at the CAMSAC Hospital as soon as human resource challenges can be adequately addressed." Similar to other locations provincially and nationally, staffing levels remain challenging, so the Shaw continues to work with many partners to recruit health professionals in many different disciplines to achieve sustainable care, the release said. Assisting in this capacity is the Government of Saskatchewan's recently announced Health Human Resources Action Plan, it said. The plan helps address the staffing challenges that CAMSAC and other communities across Saskatchewan are currently facing. As part of this action plan, the Shaw hopes to recruit a number of permanent, full-time nursing staff from the Philippines. New, targeted incentives will also assist the Shaw with recruitment from within Saskatchewan, the release said. "We will continue to update residents on the bed openings as information becomes available."